Lina Mirmont with my show Lina Live. I'm going to make a very special contribution to our series of Westchester Speaks by honoring life. Our incredibly talented, one of the kind radio personality, Ira Kleiman. He passed away this month on the 19th at age 74. Myself personally, member of my company, community, and United States, who did enjoy his many years of life, shows, and personality. Expresses condolences to his family, his friends, and his colleagues. I am very fortunate because Mr. Kleiman granted me a deathbed interview. In fact, I saw this man less than 2 weeks ago. So this show is going to be more about his life, his vibrant personality, and many episodes of his activities, rather than chronological, accurate mentioning of his biography, which is, by the way, is very much enriched with his activities, and of course I would talk about different stations he was on and diversification of his shows. I was going to start from his life, but then I changed slightly my mind because I was thinking about history of the radio, the life and tremendous contribution in the radio life, which Ira Kleiman expressed, made me think about the history of the radio, which is tremendously enriched with many personalities. And I like to bring us back to the point of invention of the radio, which was done by James Clerk Maxwell, to our modern times, where technology is allowing us to use radio in a different dimension. And from the instinctive point of view, I believe that Ira Kleiman made radio almost like a theatrical presentation, and he made us feel part of not only his own world, but the world in every dimension of it. He presented the shows which had no borders of limitations, from food to travel, from theater to some specialties in human characters. It was an endless gallery of his interest and the way he sculptured and shaped his programs, being so engaging, so inviting, and so incredibly entertaining. I would say there was one of the points when if one of us would get stuck in the traffic, would not even notice it if we'd be lucky to catch one of the Ira Kleiman's show. I will make my program as a kaleidoscopic and mosaic memories of his shows. No logic attached. And as I mentioned before in the prelude of my program, no chronological order. Saying that, I need to be very respectable to his accomplishments, and I would start by saying that from 1968 to 1974, he was director of Eyewitness News, a Channel 7, New York's ABC network. In fact, one would not imagine how from such a prestigious point one person can stretch out to many subtle and many intimate points of life, which has to do with our personal entertainment, with a taste of food, with knowledge of wine, recipes, and very exotic places in the world. This man did it all. One would say that he was a one orchestra man. In fact, I would say with a more precise wording, which I believe Ira used describing himself, one man band. And indeed, he was one like that. Because, for example, when he was talking about variety of oysters, one would imagine that he probably would just drown in that specialty. Yet, that was just one of the examples of his interest, knowledge, and passion, which brings, of course, to his activities and his program, which took place in Oyster Frenzy at the Grand Central. That's the title of the program, which took place at the Oyster Bar. And I personally learned that there was a fantastic variety of oysters, amounted to 15 different kinds of oysters. And when I had a conversation with Ira, I was joking, saying that I'm not particularly a shellfish lover, but I did remember that number 15, because being a musician, I remember that one great composer, Rimsky-Korsakov, wrote 15 operas. So we all had our connections to his programs, his images, his knowledge. And one thing which was so incredibly beautiful about him, he was so invigorating in his fantasy, and he would engage everyone in trying new things. And I remember telling him that the taste of his words was in the taste of his food, which he was talking about. There are a number of chefs who indeed participated in the interview with Ira Kleiman. One of these chefs happened to be in one very known restaurant in New England, in Wellesley. It's called a Blue Ginger. And Jack, who is the owner of the restaurant, had a particularly very fascinating time with Ira, who felt that this Blue Ginger restaurant was one of the glorious places to mix different recipes, to have this fantastic innovation in presenting Asian food and some American continental food. In fact, I had privilege to be in this restaurant because I like to visit New England. And the owner said once that he felt a bit overwhelmed by Ira's presence because of his knowledge and his vitality and just tremendous enthusiastic quality and enthusiastic open mind, which always led to something new, something exciting. Ira was brave in his questions. He was restless in his traveling, and he was very innovative in his interpretations. One of the events, among many, was a cooking celebration. James Beard Foundation indeed had a fantastic event. They call cooking like a museum. And Susan Angaro, who was a president, indeed had a very interesting interview with Ira. And it was just a flavor of him swimming in this event as if he was flying his own oceans of images and, again, quite a bit of a knowledge. When Ira talked about olive oil, and he indeed talked in great details, we all learned about olive oil differences. For example, if we will shake the tree and olives will fall down on the ground, that would be somewhat bruised, an unfortunate disruption of a nature of olive olives, which then will not produce such a refined olive oil, opposed to someone who will carefully collect with his or her hand each olive and then process this to a beautiful oil. I'm a little bit stumbling even talking about this because when I was describing olives, I immediately was in another event which he actually described with a such incredible, engaging, and energetic temperament when he was talking about wine show, and particularly about vodka Grey Goose, which brought a lot of enthusiasm among European community. In fact, one time I had a guest from Europe and she was listening to Ira's show and she gave me a very hard time because she said, now I want to try every vodka which existing because this man really created such a challenge for my palate and I like to know what he's talking about. We all wanted to know what Ira was talking about, what he was sharing. I like to take a moment of reflection on Ira's life. And after this brief piece of music, I will be talking about a few other examples of this incredibly talented, one-of-a-kind person, Ira Kleiman.
Thank you.
And I'm continuing an Ira Kleiman's life, who traveled from being director of Eyewitness News, a Channel 7 New York's ABC network, to Eyewitness World, because his destinations were unlimited. I'd like to talk a little bit about geography of his curiosity. And it wasn't just a travel. He talked to people who truly belonged to those parts of the world. For example, he spoke about Caribbean places. And when he talked about, for example, Martinique or Antigua, one would feel totally there, forgetting that there was a radio, forgetting sometimes even where they were at that very moment. Needless to say, that desire to go and to taste and to be in this beautifully, spicely described by Ira Kleiman's environment of those places, being so seductively introduced by him, because it was very real, it was honest, it was subtle, and yet it was extremely subjective sometimes, because everything went through prism of his character. So everyone who spoke with him felt extremely comfortable, from different languages, personalities. His very juicy energy always would open up anybody's mind. And it particularly was extremely, extremely unique, because he was such a brilliant businessman. At one point, he was called the best radio salesman. Wow. Such grounded quality still could be connected to his incredibly dynamic energy and curiosity, as I said. I also feel that he was somewhat ageless, not only because of his tremendous talent, and also because of the resourcefulness of his information, but also because he managed to connect times. In one way, it was old-fashioned radio, where one would be expecting and tuning at certain time, and will make a certain little emotional mark in their own life, which had nothing to do with our modern digital technology and mentality. But at the same time, he was so popular in modern times because topics being very relevant to our lives. I mentioned that he was able to speak to different people about different subjects, from vodka to olive oil. He was talking about interesting things which had to do with some organic grains. In fact, I like to mention that many restaurant personalities are very grateful to Ira, because nothing would be unnoticed by him. A number of openings of new restaurants would not miss Ira's attention, his eye, and again, his curiosity to go on a site, on a location, and to interview this particular personality. One of which comes in mind is, of course, great and grand opening of Le Cirque, which belongs to the Sirius family. His interview with one of the sons, Myro, marked as one of the very interesting interview, particularly because this restaurant has tremendous history. And I was able to connect those times, which I mentioned just a few minutes ago regarding his career, but he also was extremely sensitive and perceptive how to make a different connections which had to do with a certain businesses, how to be open-minded to other personalities who want to develop their businesses, bring it in another level and to expand. And of course, to meet this challenge to be popular in a good sense, to create also new environment. So Le Cirque is only among many which been interviewed and been acknowledged by Ira Kleiman. I would go back and will continue my travel with Ira when he was indeed in California. He brought fantastic information regarding northern of San Francisco, Monterey. He also talked, again, coming back to those famous oysters and the oyster bar at the Grand Central, talking about difference in between different kind of oysters. Some of them would be distinctly separated with their taste, texture, in from San Francisco, and some of them would be totally different from another part of the world. But the point is that his constant travel was certainly almost like a endless, ageless museum, which will be getting new items, whether it's a food, whether it's a cultural event, and also if it is some celebrity. He did interview Jane Fonda, Jeffrey Rush, and he also was extremely diversified. He probably didn't really feel that much of a difference when he talked about sensational subtle recipe in food, approaching sometimes sensational character in a celebrity. His restaurant and travel radio show became so famous that the world's greatest people would feel that they are part of it, whether they literally participating in this or not. And because he was such a world greatest salesman, as I mentioned once, everyone truly was looking forward for the new page on his show and on his discovery. I'd like to stop for a moment again to reflect on life of great Ira Kleiman with another piece of beautiful music. Thank you. Ira Kleiman is subject of our program today. I'm particularly very grateful because, as I said before, the last time I spoke to this man right before he passed away, which was about 2 weeks ago, it is very difficult and overwhelming to put in words my feelings regarding this meeting, this conversation. It was unexpectedly comfortable for me to communicate with this person. I felt so privileged. And I also felt that we spoke in the same language. And that language is human language. Even though he was very frail, but when we talked about his life, I was very fortunate to share with him some of my own thoughts. He was putting that beautiful smile. He was almost transported to another world, forgetting for the moment that his life is near the end. I also felt tremendous vibration of his spirit. One can indeed experience a transformation from physical to spiritual. I'm very grateful for the fact that I was able to speak to Ira Kleiman, to be in his presence, to be part of our dialogue, because I feel that much more profound about life and death. Coming back to his life, this very famous restaurant and travel radio show certainly opened the borders to many other shows. We are using our associations, our own memories, experiences, and I was open to all of them. And then he made his own symphony of tastes, his own symphony of descriptions, conclusions, opinions. Ira had his own world. And whoever was working with him and whoever was immediately part of his world certainly will have a tremendous memory of his colors. And particularly Westchester County, White Plains, at WFAS and WXPS, where he was working, will be historic mark of his say and his beautiful style of speaking to the community and through the community, speaking to the world. From 1996, he has been host of his own radio programs. And I believe that sometime at that time, he was having his program, the acclaimed Weekend at the Waldorf, live from Grand Central, and some other programs. But the most importantly is the fact that Westchester County has its own tremendous history. There are a lot of celebrities living here, not only by the status, but by the quality and depth of their accomplishments. And Ira was tremendously open to all layers of the community. And personally, I feel that even though he was not in a city, he was that much freer and that much more liberated, in a sense, because he was able to be king of the one of the most important suburbs of Manhattan, and yet he could be heard by all. Before I will go to my other segment of the program, I like to listen to another piece of music with a thought in mind. How much we are grateful to Ira, and what kind of incredibly personal he was, and how much of the eye-opening for the radio genre he was as well. Let's hear another piece of music, and then we will continue our memories about Ira Kleiman. Uplifting music was a prelude to the second part of this program, which is a celebration of life, which I feel is so incredibly uplifting when we are thinking of Ira Kleiman. And his enthusiasm, which I mentioned so many times, which stretched through the world, certainly was very welcome in Scotland, where once he was talking about fantastic event which had to do with the Scotch and whiskey tasting. And with his very detailed description of it, where he went to quite detailed with incremental description of a barley, which would be used for certain scotch and certain whiskey, one, if even would not be able to travel to Scotland, perhaps with a touch of this academic description which he provided, would certainly be impressed next time if we'll be drinking scotch or whiskey. After all, if we know what we're drinking or what we're eating, we enjoy them or enjoying the taste that much more. Again, as I mentioned before, taste of Iris words one would find very easily in a taste of the food. When I mentioned this to Ira, when I spoke last, he was smiling, and a little comment which he meant to express was that I didn't expect that my descriptions will go that far. But it traveled across the world to each taste, appreciation of life. Let's talk a little bit about appreciation of life, which Ira indeed was so expressive. His freedom of emotions and his freedom of choice of what he was talking about always was filled with life. He was uncompromising, sometimes with a touch of brutal reality and honesty, but it was always sincere. I felt that when he was talking about anything, it was almost like a symphony of crochet about human interest, with the highest possible finesse of pleasure, and of course, with a lot of knowledge. I believe that perhaps some students from the university, especially from the cooking world, could benefit tremendously from the knowledge of this man. And I hope that at some point his programs will be organized and combined in one either DVD or perhaps some book, and we all will be able to continue our travel and our experiences with Ira Kleiman. I like to talk about his role in the radio. Frankly, his format was so incredibly unpredictable. I believe that infotainment would be somewhat close to describe his genre of show. And whether it was in New York, Connecticut, Florida, or California, there is always sights, lights, and sounds would be traveling with Ira. He would entertain, he would educate, and something which is so important, as I mentioned before, he turned radio into the theater. He brought acting, history, culture, personalities to the such literally physical expression that we would forget that this is a radio. He had his own eye on the radio. Certainly, it takes tremendous talent and this unrestricted going through personality. And his quality, which always would be nourished with the enthusiasm of something he knew, something he likes to know, and something which he always would share through airwaves. Let's hear another piece of music. Music Waves, which again will be honoring life and accomplishments of Ira Kleiman. Thank you. remaining moments with Ira Kleiman. It was just remarkably diversified experience with the shows and with his personality. Surprise! That's how I would call each of his show. His mind and his enthusiasm travel from description of some exotic food, some unusual food like tahini, and a very scrupulous description of that little thing, going to Drama Desk Awards show, which he also was part of. He was certainly unstoppable in his delivery. And that's something which is so unique, because it's a one thing to have knowledge, to be very diligent about this, but another thing is to open the door, to deliver this, to get excited about this, and to make sure that everyone is in the same wave with you. Ira reached everybody's mind, everybody's soul with his own. And I'm sure that many radio host personalities will share their enthusiasm, will take a lot from Ira's world, his waves, his air time, his air emotions, his air knowledge, and his air love for life. I'd like to conclude with my, again, condolences to beautiful family of this great man. And I hope that they will find the comfort in the legacy of Ira Kleiman. And I'm sure that Westchester community, also New York City and the world, will help them to go through grief and will help them to have this beautiful memory which we all will share, and we all will treasure thinking about Ira Kleiman. We're going to conclude, as usual, with a final piece of music, after which I will have my usual final thoughts. Was very special addition to our program, which we entitled Westchester Speaks. And again, today we dedicated our program to a legendary figure, Ira Kleiman, who was a radio personality and whose beams of life will be endlessly remembered. That was Lina Mirmand with my Lina Life show. I hope to speak next week. And with all of that, enjoy and treasure your own life.